You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
You have said that our hearts are designed for rapid pumping while under stress, but also to generate a balm, B-A-L-M, that can counteract the negative consequences of stress. Can you explain these two functions?
When we are under stress, we evoke what's called the fight or flight response. There's an internal secretion within our bodies of adrenaline, noradrenaline, also called epinephrine and norepinephrine, which increases our metabolism, our blood pressure, our heart rate, our rate of breathing. There's a 300 to 400% increase in the amount of blood flowing to our muscles, which is preparing us to run or to fight. But we also have an opposite response within our bodies, which is exactly opposite to the fight or flight response, and that's what we call the relaxation response. When that occurs, there's decreased metabolism, heart rate, blood pressure, rate of breathing, and a general calm throughout our bodies.
You've described the relaxation response as a focusing process. What in that sense does it mean to focus?
To bring forth the relaxation response, one has to break the train of everyday thought. And to do this, one often uses two steps. The first is a repetition. The second is the disregard of other thoughts when they come to mind and a return to the repetition. So one can repeat a word, a sound, a prayer, a movement, and disregard other thoughts when they come to mind. That will break the train of everyday thought and allows our bodies to then revert into this quiet state, which is the relaxation response.
So the focus is upon the repeated word or prayer or movement?
Yes. The focus is on a word, a sound, a prayer, a movement. And when one does that, one no longer thinks of disturbing, stressful thoughts and allows the body to revert to an innate, quiet, healing state. And people have been doing this for millennia, using techniques that include or approaches that include repetitive prayer, yoga, tai chi, qigong, meditation, various breathing exercises. They all bring us to the same physiologic state.
You say there's an innate state of quietude in the body. Could you describe that scientifically?
The relaxation response is that quiet state, and it is opposite to the fight or flight response, whereas there's decreased metabolism, heart rate, rate of breathing, blood pressure. There's also a quietude across the brain. The brain has less activity as opposed to when you're thinking everyday thoughts. But there are also areas in the brain which become active, those that control metabolism, heart rate, blood pressure, and what have you. And this state is often one of healing in that there are so many disorders that are caused or made worse by stress, that when you're in this state, the stressful influences are lessened and the body can heal better.
So when you say there's less brain activity when a person enters the relaxation response state, are we thinking fewer thoughts?
You're thinking thoughts that are not those of your everyday world. For example, one could be repeating the word love or the word peace, for example, a short prayer. So you're not thinking about an illness. You're not thinking about deadlines. You're not thinking about financial difficulties or problems within your family or terror within the world. but you're thinking something that's quite neutral in many cases that doesn't engender the stressful thoughts, which in turn lead to the fight or flight response.
It's switching the content of thoughts to produce a transformation in the general pattern of the brain activity.
Yes.
You've written that sometimes thoughts generated in our mind can interfere with the body's process of healing itself. How does that work?
When we think a bothersome thought, we evoke the fight or flight response, which is preparing us for running or for fighting.
So we're preparing to run or fight even if we're worried about being able to make the mortgage payment on time?
Yes, with an internal secretion of adrenaline and noradrenaline. But we don't run, we don't fight, and these internal injections, the bodily generated infusions of these chemicals lead to a number of conditions: anxiety, mild and moderate depression, anger and hostility. They can produce heart attacks. They can produce high blood pressure, insomnia. PMS is made worse. Ovulation and infertility are affected. Hot flashes of menopause are made worse. In other words, there are scores of different diseases or conditions that come about from catecholamines, that is, adrenaline and noradrenaline, that are being injected into the body and not being utilized as they were intended to be used.
Are there general descriptions of the kinds of thoughts? Are there healthy thoughts and unhealthy thoughts?
Stress is defined as any situation that requires behavioral adjustment. Any change is stressful. So if you're thinking about a problem, that's something that's going to require some changes. How are you going to make enough money? What are you going to do about this illness? What's going to happen to that loved one? What if that plane goes down? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these type of thoughts are preparing us for a dangerous type of situation. And the body has only one response to that: prepare to run or to fight. And this is age-old wisdom. It goes back to, if you're facing a predator or if you have to fight to stay alive, or if you have to catch up with an animal while hunting, these responses are appropriate. But if you don't run, if you don't fight, they're inappropriate. If one doubts that, just remember what happens to your heart rate when you're dreaming. When you're dreaming, you're being chased or assaulted. You often wake up with a rapid heartbeat.
You feel that heart pounding in your chest?
Exactly. It's the same thing. But that it's that same, it's not only pounding that's created, but that leads to anxieties, to depression, to heart attacks, to high blood pressure, to cardiac arrhythmias, to insomnia itself.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.